We've been talking a lot about Karl Popper, and I hope for reasons that are not opaque. I hope folks have had a chance to look at the page I put up, Karl Popper's Authentic Education for Youth. He cared very much about giving young people the information that they need to start making authentic choices and not just be railroaded, as he saw was happening. He was very worried about the ability of power to snow us. And that's a big, that is what we're going to be talking about in large measure today. But he believed that the only way, and a lot of good-hearted folks think this today, that we just have to somehow update the institutions and allow for greater human speech, because it is about speech. It is about being able to tell our authentic truth, which is our body's truth, that we are never allowed to hear spoken over the airwaves. This should be obvious to all of us, who at least those who have been really thinking through these issues. Our bodies don't want to do it this way. And so we tell ourselves the stories we've been taught to make them do it. And I'm saying, no, 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 no. Your body is right. There was a song I used to sing to two-year-olds sometimes at the tot lot, and oh, I miss them. So I would say, grown-ups are right. No, 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 avert, avert, avert. I can never start out right. That's just a, I think that's just the universe's way, or the ancestors' way of keeping me grounded. As soon as I start to like try to take off, I get kicked to the earth real quick. Anyway, I saw a lot of sad two-year-olds, a lot of them. In fact, I can't recall a singularly happy two-year-old, because how could any one of them be? I mean, at one maybe, but by the time you get out into the world and start seeing the unfairness of it all, that drops two-year-olds into a pit of questions, a deep, deep pit of questions that they are trying to figure out. So I saw a lot of deeply pondering and troubled two-year-olds. Not troubled for themselves, troubled for the adults they saw around them. And when I saw one really sad, I would say, you know, because of something that an adult had done to them, I would say, children are right. And grown-ups are wrong, and grown-ups should be sorry. And that song came to me first when I did something wrong to my grandchild when he was, before he could speak. I think he was still swinging in that little bouncy thing they gave him to sit and bounce in. And he had a bad cold, and he was... You know how it is when you're a parent, you think you got to get that mucus out. That's the most important thing. And so he just was adamant nobody should touch his nose. And I was like trying to wipe his nose. And he got furious with me. And I said, Nanji is right and Minu is wrong. Minu should be sorry. Nanji don't like his nose to be wiped. And Nanji should, and Minu should. Minor should be sorry. I mean, we all do this. I mean, I can't stay in a key for nothing. It's a great grief for my son at the time. He was trying to help me with those songs I get in my head for children. Anyway, so Popper thought that the institutions that we've got are the best we could do in order to try to get a better future for the youth. And he was mostly concerned about education, and for good reason, which we'll talk about a little bit, I hope, today. For good reason, education is key.